Int. Lecture hall. Day. A dimly lit group of middle-aged men, art enthusiasts and collectors, sit in a lecture hall. Eugene, a businessman in the art publishing world, stands at a podium addressing the audience. Eugene, gentlemen, today's topic is one that has been shrouded in deception and misconception for far too long. I stand before you to shed light on a disturbing truth. The dead don't create art. The audience leans forward, captivated by Eugene's words. To support my claim, let's examine a case that has been widely misrepresented. A certain gallery presented an exhibition featuring the supposed artwork of John Lennon. Eugene clicks a remote and an image of the exhibition's website appears on a screen behind him. Eugene pauses, allowing the words to sink in. But here's the catch, my friends. These so-called limited edition artwork and hand-reproduced pieces were merely prints, mass-produced, and lacking the authenticity of true artistry. The audience murmurs, exchanging glances of surprise. But don't just take my word for it. Even the US Customs Informed Compliance publication clarifies the definition of original engravings, prints, and lithographs as works executed solely by hand, excluding mechanical or photomechanical processes. Eugene displays a slide featuring the publication's excerpt. This confirms that what they presented as artwork was nothing more than reproductions. And let's not forget the infamous disclaimer stating that these reproductions were posthumously created under the control and supervision of Yoko Ono Lennon. The audience's expressions range from curiosity to disbelief. But how did this deception become so pervasive? For decades, the art industry has abused terminology, leading the public astray. They have conditioned us to misconceive what truly constitutes artwork and reproductions, and even worse, to fall victim to forgeries and dissolve.